This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Krista Almanzon. We're continuing our conversations with the candidates running to fill the seat of retiring Congressman Sam Farr. Barbara Honegger is running as an independent. During the Reagan-Bush administration, she worked in the Justice Department on a project to eliminate sexual discrimination from federal and state laws. She later resigned, calling the president's commitment to the effort a sham. Honegger is also active in the 9/11 truth movement. Journalist Lewis Leader interviewed her about her run for Congress and how her beliefs about September 11th play a role.
Why are you running for Congress?
I'm running for Congress because I honestly believe I'm the most qualified candidate for this position in this race. I'm the only candidate for Congress who actually ran back in 1993, the last time this seat was open. I have very, very high level experience in Washington, D.C., and a track record of fighting for the American people, for literally truth, justice, and the American way, from the inside of the Reagan-Bush Senior White House and Department of Justice, where I exposed a truly unconscionable plan to weaken the enforcement of all 56 of our federal civil rights statutes, including the famous Civil Rights Act of 1964. And I did that. I sacrificed my high-level salary in the White House and the Department of Justice to warn the American people about that and prevented the plan from moving forward. So I'm running again because I'm serious about representing the people of this congressional district, and I'm looking forward to being in Congress so that the American people can hear the truth on the floor of the Congress.
Tell us what your belief, what really happened at 9/11.
Well, it's not my belief. It's my knowledge.
Okay.
It's my knowledge based upon forensic facts. The big picture first, and then we can get down into a few of the really critical details that prove the big picture. The big picture is our federal government has grotesquely lied to the American people about what happened on 9/11. How do we know that? We know that because it is absolutely a proven fact with the forensic evidence that the plane impacts and fires therefrom in the Twin Towers in New York City simply did not bring down those buildings. We know for a fact of this because three separate official seismic records show that there were massive deep basement explosions in both World Trade Centers 1 and 2. In the case of World Trade Center 1, 14 seconds before any plane hit anywhere way up above, and in World Trade Center 2, 17 seconds before. So whoever pre-planted those explosives had to be in control of the planes, because once the explosives went off, the planes had to hit the building as the pretext and cover story for why they came down. What the truth about 9/11 has to do with the run for Congress and legitimizing the forensic facts about 9/11 has to do with the run for Congress is once the American people understand and are convinced in mass, and that's our goal, that the 9/11 attacks were not an outside terrorist attack. They were not. Once they understand that, they will understand that everything that has been justified as a pretext for rolling out the global domination agenda, basically making us into a global empire, unilateral, illegal under international law, aggressive attacks and occupations of foreign nations, and the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, and a minimum of a tripling of our Defense Department, taking money away from all of the domestic side of our federal budget, and we're hurting from that now, that all stems from the official lie of who attacked America on 9/11.
Let me talk about some of the other issues that have come up in this race, the question of immigration. Donald Trump basically has said he wants to round up 11 to 12 million of so-called illegal immigrants. What's your take on that?
Oh, that's reprehensible. I think we should build this huge wall around Donald Trump. Seriously, this man is dangerous. Of course, I don't support that. I support comprehensive immigration reform with a guaranteed path to citizenship for all law-abiding illegal immigrants who are in this country today. And let's be honest, that will never happen with the Republicans in control of the House of Representatives. I beg people, no matter who the individual candidate is, please do not vote for any Republican in this election. Please vote for an independent. It's your best hope to actually break things open in Washington, D.C., and to save our country.
That was congressional candidate Barbara Honegger speaking with Lewis Leader. You can find their complete interview on our website, kazu.org. There, you will also find interviews Lewis Leader did with candidates Joe Williams, Casey Lucius, and Jimmy Panetta. And soon, we hope to bring you our final candidate interview with Jack Digby. This is KAZU News.